Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I wanted to talk about Kin. Did you watch Kin the other night? On Sunday night? Sunday night, wasn't it? Yeah. I actually thought it was excellent. Excellent. You know, it was very like love-hate, but it was like a D4 version of it. But a Dublin councillor has criticised RTÉ's airing of the new crime drama Kin for glamorising violence and bringing up memories for families who've lost loved ones in gangland feuds and drug addiction. Christy Burke, the former Dublin Lord Mayor and independent councillor for the inner city, and the area blighted, of course, by drug use and crime, wants RTÉ management to take the serious off the air immediately. Christy, that's not going to happen. And, you know, even that's just like a soundbite, Christy. Why would you even say? Now, we did ask Christy to come on the air yesterday and today, but he couldn't make himself available, unfortunately. And he has been on the show before, so it's not like he's avoiding us, but he's obviously very busy at the moment. But the eight-part series, which has been shot in Dublin, aired for the first time last Sunday night at 9:30. And it trended on Twitter, it trended on Facebook, it trended everywhere. People seem to enjoy it. Kin features the Kinsella, who are a, inverted commas, fictionalised Dublin family. It's interesting that it's called Kin, by the way. K-I-N, the start of another name. Who are involved in gangland war with an international drug cartel. Christy Bourke said, "We see a young 17-year-old drinking, while in the background another couple are snorting cocaine." Like, that doesn't happen, Christy, in real life. Anyway, then the 17-year-old later gets shot in a drive-by shooting. I'm sorry if this is a spoiler alert for anybody, but you should have watched it by now. There's families who have lost loved ones this way. The city is in a grip of drug dealing. Now, Christy, you know, every single programme, you know, there are programmes and dramas and there's movies where people get killed. You can't turn around, or there's maybe a movie where someone dies of cancer. You can't turn around, "Oh, don't show that just in case somebody's watching who knows somebody who died of cancer." You can't be like that, Christy. That's life. This is real life. And I think it was excellent because I think it showed you that as much as when you're involved in crime, you might have a plush pad with all the latest cars and everything else and lots of dough in your pocket. At the end of the day, the police are going to be watching you. At the end of the day, you're dealing with scumbags. At the end of the day, you're going to be involved in drive-by shooting and die. So it does point out that there's no happy ending to crime. Christy, come on, you're a clever man. I'd like to talk to you on the air, Christy. If you're listening today, would you give us a ring, for God's sake? We did send you a message again this morning. I know you were busy yesterday. You told us you couldn't come on yesterday. But Jesus, Christy, this is real life. Surely you should be delighted that this young people might watch this and say, "Oh yeah, it's very glam, but look, Jesus, he got shot. Look what happened to him because he was drug dealing." You know what I mean? I think it's a good thing to see that. Anyway, maybe I'm wrong. A lot of bad language in it, by the way, folks. Don't be letting the kids watch it. I want to know what you think of Christy's comments. He also said, by the way, "I was born and reared in the belly of it. For 32 years, helped carry out 800 coffins of young people who died of drug addictions. Misery is attached to drug dealing. And the only things that come out of this is misery and death. I thought that Kin was too much for on screen." Today, I want to know what you think of his comments. Is he being a little bit over the top, or do you believe he has a point? I mean, did you watch the programme and go, "Oh, no, shouldn't be, oh, Jesus, no, there's too much bad language in that. No, the drug dealing, shouldn't be glamorising that on the air." Aidan Gillen, by the way, played a wonderful part in it. I think he's a great Irish actor, by the way. And there was some great Irish actors and actors, actresses. Are you allowed to say that anymore? They're all called actors now. Great Irish actors in it. It was wonderful. Many people have said in the past the same thing about love-hate, I suppose, when it hit the screens going back a few years ago. People said it glamorised crime and made kids look up to these scumbags. Nidge. Arlie, Nidge. People looked up to Nidge. Nidge was a bit of a hero. But here's the thing. Nidge was killed in the end. He was shot. So there you go. Their hero got shot. So it sends out a strong message. Crime doesn't pay. Let me know what you think. Do you agree with Christy Burke, former Lord Mayor, who believes RTÉ should take it off the air immediately? Which is, it's not going to happen. Do you think programmes like this glamorise crime and violence? The number is 087-188-0008. Do you agree with Christy? Robbie, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Robbie?
How's it going?
Now, Robbie, you grew up in the thick of it as well, didn't you?
Yeah, look, I know Christy, and I know Christy a long, long time. And I've a lot of time for Christy. He's a good, good man.
He is.
But I have to disagree with him on this one, you know. Look, over the years, Starsky and Hutch, the Bill, you know, Criminal Minds, as I was saying to Roots, you know, Blue Bloods, you know, all these crime TV shows have been on, and we've all enjoyed them. Sopranos, you know, The Wire. Some absolutely brilliant TV shows. And just because we have an Irish one, it doesn't. It's glamorising gangland. Mm.
Yeah.
So why not just call for them all to be taken off the belly?
No. Well, that's kind of what he's not suggesting that, but he talks about we see a 17-year-old drinking. I mean, okay. What's the big deal? I mean, the 17-year-olds drinking all the time. Somebody else snorting cocaine. That's real life. Yeah. That's what happens. Drive-by shootings happen. These things happen.
Exactly. Look, and I don't want to give any spoilers away because Ruth will probably kill me because she hasn't watched it yet. But that 17-year-old played a big part in that show. Come the end of it. You know,
no, but it's all. I think if people haven't watched it at this stage, it's their own fault, right? Because the next one's on next Sunday. I mean, the 17-year-old, it's clear in the programme. It shows them, it's a very strong message that these children have no choice, that they're brought up into a life of crime.
Yeah.
And the 17-year-old battles to get away from it when he sees what's happening and then decides to go and get a CAO course in college, you know, and his mother's real proud, and then sadly gets shot just because he's with the wrong person in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Exactly. And to be honest with you, I'm not going to pass judgment on this one. I thought Love Hate was okay, to be honest with you. I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I think this is better, actually.
Well, I don't know, because as I said, the route there as well was that it was, this is who's who, he's his brother, that's the dad, she's the mad, and these are the other gang. And that's all it was for me on the first episode. It was kind of an introduction to the people on the show of who's who, but it was made abundantly clear that their job was not working in a supermarket.
No.
You know, so that, for me, I kind of have to wait for another two or three episodes to pass judgment and say what I think of it. Now, it's beautifully shot, Noel. It looks great. It looks really, really good.
Like, yeah, Ashley was saying to me yesterday she hates watching these programs because she gets distracted by watching to see where they are. Oh, that's coming up towards Classic Hits. Oh, that's on the keys there, yeah. And a lot of it's shot in the hotel down the road from us here, by the way, most of it.
Yeah, I think I was told as well that, I'm from Crumlin, and parts of it seemingly were shot up in Crumlin as well. So I'll be keeping an eye on out for that.
By the way, I'm wondering, was it shot during COVID? It obviously had to have been.
I think it.
Because there's not a mask in sight.
As far as I remember, they did start it a couple of years ago, because I know Christy was on about it a couple of years ago.
Right.
And then I'm not 100% sure where they stopped production or whatever, but I definitely know they started it a couple of years ago. Definitely.
Right, okay.
But so far, I mean, there's not really much. I thought it was a little bit wooden and it was a bit predictable, to be honest. Because I've seen what happened to that young girl coming from a while away. In it.
Yeah.
But overall, in the whole thing is that should we be stopping these type of programs coming on the TV? No, absolutely not. I mean, it was on a 9:30 on a Sunday night. And, I mean, these things are a fact of life. You said people take cocaine. People are involved in gangland.
Okay, what Christy says was, by the way, also seeing the mansions where the characters live, there's nothing wrong with the actors. They're fine actors. But he said, I think it's glamorising crime and bringing back memories for families who buried loved ones in gangland feuds. I mean, it does glamorise crime. And, by the way, can I just say, drug crime is quite glamorous because the people who are involved in it have plenty of money. But it does point out clearly in all these programmes, always do, right down to The Sopranos, that these people invariably die in the end of it or are killed.
Yeah. I mean, they're showing that end of the glamorous end of it. But the thing is that it also shows the programme that these people are looking over their shoulder every minute of the day because someone's going to put a bullet in them. And the unfortunate thing for that as well, Noel, as you know, is that once one gangland figure dies, there's 100 in the queue behind him who wants to take revenge,
yeah, of course.
Or take his place and be that.
Well, I'm assuming that's going to be the theme of the show now because, you know, he's been killed now. He's an innocent young kid and everybody's going to want to get revenge now.
Yes, and the brother, Charlie Cox, I think is the English actor, Charlie Cox, I can't remember the character he's playing, who wants to get away from it and got the job in the showroom.
Obviously, yeah, where she said she'd actually put him on the payroll without him even working, because she's laundering money there.
And now, because he's been there when the young fella got shot, he's going to get dragged back into being...
He's a big Hollywood actor, that guy, the guy that plays the... He played the Daredevil.
Daredevil in that, yeah. When I seen him in it, I was surprised, like, and I was kind of going, oh, this is interesting, because it was the fourth thing that you're seeing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, it looks like it's going to be one guy. And your man, Hines, as well, is a very good actor as well.
I have to say, I can't fault the actor, the acting and all that. Who's the wife? The first scene.
Maria Doyle Kennedy.
No, she was from The Commitments, yeah. The wife of the younger guy, which would be the daughter, I suppose, she was in the bedroom for the very first scene, snorting the cocaine and drinking the alcohol. It was the mother of the uncle that was killed. I'm trying to remember her name.
Yeah, I can't think of her name.
Oh, Claire Dunne, I've just been told. She's a great actress. She came
to... we've seen him at the crack of dawn at the Hall d'Or, if you get me. Which right. I didn't need to say that now, but you know yourself.
Yeah.
But
Stay there for a second, Robbie. Sharon, you're Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Sharon?
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Good. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it yet, Noel.
Oh, I've just ruined it on you, so, haven't I? I've just ruined it.
Not at all. I will watch it because it's Irish made and everything. But I do think that, yes, it does show the glamour, but it also shows the awful side.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably does raise the, what am I trying to say?
Raise the issues involved. Yeah, the awareness.
Yeah. And that's a good thing. But I'm sure Christy was coming from a good place.
Yeah, he is.
But so many people as well are threatened. So many families are threatened.
Mm.
You know, and that's the side with the kids going around. And it's very visible now, you know. You can see a lot going on that you didn't see a few years ago. And it's kind of shocking for it to be so in your face. But I think it's a good thing, you know, if it gets us having a discussion and it raises the issues.
And, you know, if there's one young fella out there who's thinking of passing on drugs for some local scumbag in the area who's selling it, and he watches this and he sees some kid being killed because he's in the wrong place at the wrong time with drug dealers, maybe he'll think twice about doing it.
Look, I saw on the news there was a goose fell jacket. There was a young fella killed and there was a jacket on the ground. And the jacket just said it all. It was a really expensive jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And there it was on the ground and in bits and everything. And, you know.
By the way, mind you, the style, I didn't realise there was nice houses like that up around the Aviva Stadium. I don't know where that is, Robbie, but it's like a muse.
Oh, yeah,
it's incredible property.
You're not getting much change out of a billion up around that area. I mean, all of the old houses that are up around there with that kind of brownie grey brick and all that, like, you're talking serious, serious money. And anything that has a backdrop to the Aviva Stadium, you're talking serious, serious real estate, you know? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's like a D4 version of Love Hate, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And as I said, like in Love Hate, you're seeing kind of the working class estate aspect of it. Now what you're seeing is you're seeing the actual people who are the ones who are supplying all them, if you want to put it that. That's what the show gave in the fourth episode, is that you're going to be looking at the main characters that are the main people within the drug industry.
And there's kind of two families. Sorry, Sharon.
Can I say one last thing? If the writers could weave into the storyline alternatives for the kids. I think they did try
to do that in the first episode. I don't want to go into it too much because now you haven't watched it. But, you know, this kid didn't want to, even though he's in the family, the 17-year-old, he didn't want to be in a life of crime. You know, and the kind of, the father is dragging him out to see him beating up somebody, et cetera, et cetera. But the kid defies it and goes and signs up for a CAO course. So it does show that aspect of it, that these kids have a great struggle. If you're raised in a family where your ma, your dad, your brothers and sisters are all drug dealers, it's so difficult for you not to be involved. But stay there both of you a second. Mary, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mary?
Hi, Niall.
Now, you don't like it at all.
No.
Why?
It was just, you know, just something to be watching it. And, you know, I said there's a new thing starting. And the next thing is like, you know, they had a father. Was it a father and a son, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's a whole family of them, yeah.
Yeah, where, like, and then he was torturing the guy, like, and then the young fella was looking and he was trying to turn away and he was mortified, like.
Yeah. And what's wrong with that? Is that not real life, Mary? Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, is it? But I think that's...
Well, if you don't know if that's not real life, Mary, well, then I'm not being insulting, but anybody who doesn't think that's real life is living in a bubble. Hang on, Robbie. Let Mary finish. Sorry, go on.
I know it is real life, but, like, I think showing it on television as well, and, you know, a lot of people watch those, and it's not...
But the point was that, you know, people involved in crime end up getting killed. And end up getting shot. So that sends out a very strong message that crime doesn't pay, would you not think?
Oh, yeah. But isn't it very sad?
Yeah, it is. No, it is very sad, Mary. You know. But I mean, everything that you watch, I'm sure you've watched some sad movies in your time where, you know, somebody might get cancer and die. That doesn't mean that, you know, just because people across the country might have had a friend or a relative has cancer to die, that we shouldn't show it.
Yeah, but if you get cancer and you die, like, you know what I mean?
No, I'm just saying, out of a sensitivity, point of sensitivity.
Yeah.
You know, So you believe RT should stop showing it?
Yeah. I do.
Oh. I mean, the thing was, Mary, that the reason why they showed the young man going out with the father, because it is kind of a spoiler. He went out with the father because the mother was trying to say, no, you're not going down that route. And he was going to go, well, you're not going to tell me what to do. And the father had told him that he can do whatever he wants. So he went with the father.
Like a little training course.
Seeing firsthand what the father had done to an unfortunate drug addict who wouldn't pay up the money. He gave him a really good saying to him. And then the young flick went, oh, here, no, then.
I'm not having any of this. So that was a good message that it sent out, Mary. You
know. Yeah, I know. And then like he played it really cool in with the, was it with the mother, like, and he was talking, he was really nice guy, like, you
that's
know,
right. You seem to really enjoy it, Mary, but like, can I point out, you know an awful lot about something that you don't want to see. So,
no.
But I mean,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. So you got the message, Mary, and the message was clear. The crime didn't pay. I mean, Mary, there's television programmes on constantly all the time on other channels apart from RT that show serious violence of a graphic nature after 9 o'clock at night. I mean, should we just ban all of those as well?
Well, no, not all of them. Not all of them are like, you know, they're not.
Some of them are a lot worse than this.
Not all violence. You know what I mean?
Irish.
It's because it's Irish.
Maybe it's because it's Irish that they come across to watch.
Sorry, Sharon.
The news can be awful to watch.
Yeah, it can. Yeah. Can be difficult to watch, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
I mean, look, the whole thing is about it is that these writers and these producers are making a TV show. But they tried to show the fact of the matter is that these drug dealers are making big, big money. And I'm making big money. They aren't exploiting young people. People are dying from drugs in our streets. That is a problem. But you can't brush it under the carpet and say, oh, I don't think it exists just because I don't want to see it on the telly, because I don't agree with it, because I don't think our society is like that, or I don't want to think our society is like that. It is. These people are dangerous people. They're vicious people. They're out there to make money. They're going to exploit whoever and whatever they can, and they don't care about you, me, or anybody else, just once they get their money. And a show like this highlights the show what it's like, and to change some people's mind of going in and taking part in this, well and good. But, I mean, we can't turn around and be all, oh, well, this is not good enough. I can't watch this. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. But the fact of the matter is that everything that are in these shows are primarily true.
Absolutely. Couldn't have put it better myself, Robbie. Right, I've got to take a quick break. Joan Brady, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Now, did you watch it, Joan?
No, I did not, because I had any intention. I happened to be out, but wait till I tell you, Niall, the word hypocrisy, that's what you want to cover all this conversation. There's hypocrisy out there, and I can explain it to you in three different things. First of all, there's a fascination for murder and mayhem. Always has been, right?
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Secondly, you meet Mary Ellen down the road, and you say to Mary Ellen, and you're talking away, and she's saying to you, Joan, will you ever forget that murder last night in such a place? It's awful. Isn't the crime dreadful? Isn't the drugs dreadful? You meet Mary Ellen a couple of hours later having a cup of tea, and you say, Mary, when are you going to watch on the telly tonight? I'm going to watch that new old Kim. It's full of murder. What's up with you, Mary Ellen? What's wrong with you? Have you fascination for it? The soaps, may I add, are adding to it, and I'll tell you why.
Well, I believe Fair City has a drug theme going on
at
the moment.
Oh, but listen, they're all copying each other. You've got Emmerdale and the other, and they're each vying with each other as to which murder will be the best. Never in the history of the soaps was their murder stories.
But,
really.
But Joan, I like Carnation Street. There's a murder in that at the moment. There's a trial
of course
going on.
I know
okay.
That. Yes.
Yeah.
Liking it. No, hold on. Your immunity is breaking.
No, it's intriguing.
Down on it.
People find it intriguing. I mean, you know as well as I do, and women are guiltier than this of men. But these television channels that just run these murder mystery type programs and crime, and you remember those magazines, True Crime. And serial killers and all that. People have an obsession with the psychology of all this. It's not just the visuals of it.
No, forget about the psychology until it comes to their own doorstep. People have an interest in the doings. How do we do it? You're going to have the copycats. And the producers of the program, if you notice, especially with the soaps and murder, actually I've been watching it with greater interest in the last few months. Why? The women now are the fear women. They don't have initiative. There's no happiness in the soap. Just to deviate for a moment. No happiness. There's not even one family in the whole of Emmerdale that's happy. They're all
that's
at
not.
War.
Well, I don't know about Emmerdale. I don't watch Emmerdale, but I know in Corrie there's a few light moments in it.
No, but you know what's happening? And the
Joan, hold on.
Yeah.
It's different folks, different strokes for different folks. The argument is, if you don't like that kind of stuff, then just don't watch it. Isn't that the real crux of it here?
No, nobody
forces you to watch Kin.
No, that argument's not going to go
well,
with
it
me
does. No, that is the argument, Joan.
I'll tell you why.
You can't deny other people who like it or want to watch it.
Yeah, we know all that. Some people like Peppermint Street, some people don't.
I watched Kin, and I actually really enjoyed it. I thought the acting was fabulous.
I thought the camera work was brilliant.
I thought it was a very different type of camera work.
Yeah, great.
And I thought it sent out a very strong message that crime doesn't pay.
And can I tell you that the cameras and the television could talk, we say to you, no, Niall, you're welcome to watch it. You love it all, do you, Niall?
I didn't say that.
And that's the question they'd ask. Now, the vulnerable people are, I would absolutely argue that more ideas, more things are happening because of the amount of crime and murder put on TV, RTE, I hope you're listening, and people are getting ideas. Nobody's going to go to bed the night after you watch that, and you're not going to dream about murder. But if your next door neighbour was murdered and drugs and the same storyline, you would have nightmares. So what's happening is you're being
But there's no evidence that these types of programmes encourage people to go out and do that, because you can clearly see, Joan, hang on, now let me finish. In this programme, it makes a very strong point, the same as Love Hate, that the heroes and the characters that get involved in crime, although they have a glamorous life with lots of money and nice cars and nice houses, that they die. They get killed. They get involved in drive-by shootings. So there's no happy ending for these people. So it sends a strong message out.
Are we going to be the learners of what's on telly, or are the television programmes trying to teach us, Niall?
Well, they're doing it for ratings as well, Joan. There's no doubt about that.
Forget about RTE and their ratings. They're doing top ratings for talking about mush. But let me tell you, RTE are guilty of miserable reporting. There's a guy on the television, Niall, and he's the World Health Organization, you know, and he's all talking, and he's a face like a hatchet, and he's been saying from the very beginning, people of my vintage, you'll all be dead. And I shout back at the television, especially with the virtual
media. They're all going to die.
Again. I shout back, excuse me, would you, and he looks like he's staring at me.
Yeah, because you're 82.
And I shout back to him, excuse me, I'll run you down the Avenue Road in Dundalk and I'll knock the block off you.
stay there a second, Joe, because I'm running out of time. But Emma, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Emma?
Hello, how are you?
RTE are looking at Joan in particular when they're saying we're all going to die.
I agree with what you said, Niall. I don't think it's glamorising it. I think the scene with the young lad where he went out, the mother told him to go to college.
Yeah.
He was like, no, why would I bother? I have a fancy house. I have enough money to buy whatever I want. Why? And then he goes out with the dad and he sees exactly how that money comes to the house.
Yeah, when they beat up the drug user, yeah.
And he does the complete U-turn. So I think that was quite a good message to get out there. And like, I think anyone who's afraid of it, or like, it happens every single day outside our doorstep. Not just, like, I know Christy was like, oh, inner city Dublin is scourged by, every county in Ireland is scourged by it. It happens.
Yeah.
So why are you hiding it? Like, and you know, obviously, yeah, I'm not saying that, like, I don't let my kids watch that or Love.
No, of course you wouldn't let your kids watch it.
I let them watch Niall one episode of Inside the Cave.
Right.
Where I watched the first, obviously.
Yeah.
And there was one episode where all the young ones were out in the street and they were giving guff to the guards, calling them names, you pigs, you everything. And I let my kids watch that to say, like, look at the way they're speaking to the guards. Like, that is so disrespectful.
I hope you'd never do that, yeah.
Yeah. And then in the same episode, they raided the house of the young fella. He was about 17. They took all his Canada Goose jackets or whatever the hell they're called, the Montclair jackets, all his shoes, all his bags. And I was saying, like, and like, my daughter was like, why are they taking them, Mom? And I was like, because he bought them with money from drugs. That's what happens when you get involved in drugs. And, like, I think it's a good lesson to teach them.
Go on, Joan, go on.
One can over-talk about the word drugs. One can over-talk about the word murder. The reality of murder and drugs is horrific. And I
of course
like
it is, Joan.
And what I would like you to do, Niall, is this. Just as, not quite fun, but just inquisitive. Send out a message to everybody and say that you want to know, do you all like to hear the horrific stories of drugs and murder? And they'll all say no.
Joan, you're wrong, because look at the most popular programs ever on television. You know, when somebody mentioned The Sopranos earlier on, The Sopranos was a hugely popular program from the United States, and all that focused on drugs. Look at the big movies on Netflix, Pablo Escobar or whatever his name is. Pablo Escobar. I mean, you couldn't get more money in drugs, and it was the most popular one of the most popular movies on Netflix.
No, why do you not take their money any day. I'd love to have their money, but we can't be dealing with that kind of risk, so I wouldn't go venturing into it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm the same. I would love, you know, Pablo's money. I mean, he was the richest man probably in the world at one point. He had warehouses full of cash, but I wouldn't risk my life to get the money.
Niall.
Yes. Sorry,
Joan. You're playing and talking cautiously because you would be a balanced person. At times, Niall.
At times.
At other times, of course, you are. Anyway, Niall, the other side of the coin is Joe Soap out there is not caring what happens, except I got a great idea on that film on RTE last week. So that's what they did. I'll avoid getting caught. Will you go away out of that? It's not a fairy tale you're watching, but immunity.
It is fictional. But it's not a fairy tale, but it is fictional. But when I say it's fictional, it's based on real events.
Yeah, but
and it's based on what's actually happening. This is the real world, Joan. There are people in Ireland, in Dublin, in Cork, in Galway, in Limerick, who are living a life of luxury out of money they've earned from drugs, and many of those people will be in an early grave. And that's the way, that's the life.
We know that already.
Well, sorry, Emma.
They don't look at the show and say, I'm going to do that, because the large majority of people who are involved in drugs and crime are involved from the nappies up. They're reared in it. They're
absolutely.
Or they're friends of teenagers whose families are in it, and they get in that way. You don't just sit down one evening at 17, 18, up to 30 and watch Pin and RTE and say, Jesus, this is a great idea. I'm going to get involved in this. This is how they did it. They're already doing it, and they're not looking for tips. They're probably giving RTE the tips.
Niall, when you're talking about the news of the day is being repeated as you watch the television, and you've got to ask the mind of a lot of people who want to see that sort of thing every evening if it's on. There's a fascination. They don't realise.
But I'm very short on time now, Joan, but you're a little bit of a hypocrite, can I just say, because in your day, Joan, the most popular things on the TV, well, probably more so in the big screen, would have been the westerns with John Wayne and things like that. Shit, there was mass murder going on in those. John Wayne would belt through a field with two guns in his hand, shooting every Indian in sight.
Oh, come here.
And he's loved it. So, I mean, what, am I saying that we're glamorising men on horses with guns?
The difference is that John Wayne wasn't seen going down Dundalk or going down your street, but the divil of a druggy hiding is.
Okay, last question for quickly, Joan. I've got 20 seconds. Joan, what was John Wayne's real name?
Oh, yeah, it's a girl's name, isn't it? A feminine name.
Yes.
Oh, God, let me think. I can't think.
Marion.
Yeah, Marion. Yeah,
there you go. All right, I have to go to a break. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Joan. The number's 087-188-0008.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.